Welcome to the deep dive. If you're listening from Riverside County, maybe feeling worried, concerned about someone close to you dealing with serious mental health or substance use issues, well, you're exactly who we're talking to today.
That's right. It can be honestly pretty overwhelming trying to figure out how to help, where to turn.
Totally. So today we're going to try and bring some clarity. We're doing a deep dive into Senate Bill 43, SB 43, as it's known.
And specifically what it means right here in Riverside County. We'll look at how it changes things like involuntary holds, and crucially, how RUHS, that's Riverside University Health System Behavioral Health, supports families through all this.
Exactly. We want this to be practical, useful information for you. So let's jump in. What is SB 43 fundamentally? Why is it important now?
Well, SB 43 is a really significant update to California law. It amends the Lanterman-Petras Short Act, the LPS Act, which, you know, basically governs involuntary detention and treatment for behavioral health conditions.
And that hasn't been changed much in a long time, right?
Over 50 years. These are the first major updates. And the core idea, really, is to expand access to care for people with serious mental illness or severe substance use disorder, or maybe both, who just... they can't seek help on their own.
Okay, expanding access. And for Riverside County specifically, when does this all kick in?
The plan is for full implementation here in Riverside County on January 1st, 2026. So it's coming. And it's important to understand what's changing.
Got it. A key term that keeps coming up is gravely disabled. SB 43 expands this definition. Can you break that down? What did it mean before and what's different now?
Sure. So previously, under the old LPS Act, gravely disabled was, well... quite specific. It meant someone who, because of a mental health disorder, couldn't provide for their own basic needs like food, clothing, or shelter.
Directly tied to the mental health disorder causing that inability.
Exactly. Now, SB 43 broadens that definition quite a bit. It still includes mental health disorders, but it also adds severe substance use disorders or co-occurring conditions.
Okay, so substance use is now explicitly included.
Yes, if it's severe. And here's the other big expansion. The definition now includes being unable to provide for your basic needs or your personal safety or necessary medical care.
Personal safety and necessary medical care, those are new additions alongside food, clothing, shelter.
Right. They're really significant additions.
Can you elaborate a little on what personal safety means in this context?
Yeah. So personal safety is about someone's ability to basically survive safely out in the community without needing involuntary detention or treatment. Their judgment might be so impaired by their condition.
Like maybe putting themselves in dangerous situations without realizing it.
Exactly. Maybe due to psychosis or a severe withdrawal or just impaired insight because of their condition. That inability to keep themselves safe now counts.
Okay. And necessary medical care.
That refers to situations where someone has a physical health condition and a doctor says they need specific medical care to prevent things from getting seriously worse, like leading to serious bodily injury if it goes untreated.
So if someone has, say, diabetes or bad infection, but their mental health or substance use prevents them from getting the care they desperately need.
Precisely. If their behavioral health condition is the reason they can't access or follow through with that essential medical care, and it's putting them at serious physical risk, that can now contribute to a finding of grave disability under SB 43.
I see. It really paints a picture of how interconnected these issues can be.
It does. It acknowledges that a behavioral health crisis can severely impact physical health and safety, not just the basics of survival.
Could you maybe give a specific example? Someone in Riverside who might qualify now, but maybe wouldn't have before.
Sure. Let's think about someone struggling with, say, a severe opioid use disorder. Maybe they technically have a roof over their head, access to some food, but they've overdosed multiple times recently, maybe ended up in the ER.
So their basic needs might seem met, but their safety is clearly compromised.
Exactly. That pattern of repeated life-threatening overdoses points to an inability to provide for personal safety, directly linked to the severe substance use. Under SB 43, that could now be grounds for a 5150 hold for evaluation.
Okay.
Or another example, someone with known schizophrenia who develops pneumonia, but due to paranoia or disorganized thinking, refuses all medical help, even though they're getting sicker. The danger posed by the untreated pneumonia could now be factored into the grave disability assessment.
That makes it much clearer how this expansion works in practice. So SB 43 broadens the why for intervention. How does this fit with the existing steps, the existing laws? like the WIC codes?
Right, that's a great question. SB 43 doesn't just exist in a vacuum. It works within the existing framework, mainly the California Welfare and Institutions Code, or WIC. It basically strengthens those pathways.
So these WIC codes are like different levels of support.
Kinda, yeah. Think of it as a tiered system. It starts with immediate crisis care and can progress to longer-term support if needed.
Can you walk us through the key ones families in Riverside might encounter?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The one most people hear about is WIC 5150. That's the initial up to 72-hour hold in a designated facility. It's for evaluation, crisis stabilization. Under SB 43, this could be triggered by mental health or severe substance use issues, meeting that expanded gravely disabled definition.
Okay, 72 hours. What happens if more time is needed?
Then you might move to WIC 5250. This allows for up to 14 additional days of treatment. But importantly, this requires a certification hearing, a legal review, to make sure continued involuntary care is justified.
And isn't there something new specifically in Riverside County related to this?
Yes, good point. Since September 2024, Riverside County implemented WIC 5070.15. This allows for up to 30 days of more intensive treatment and planning before someone transitions back to the community. It's meant to be a bridge, offering more support for stabilization.
30 days? That seems like a significant addition.
It is. It recognizes that sometimes 14 days just isn't enough for someone to be ready for outpatient care. And then, for situations requiring longer-term support and decision-making help, there's WIC 5350, that's LPS conservatorship.
Conservatorship? That sounds more involved.
It is. It's a legal process where a conservator is appointed, usually for 6 months to a year initially, to manage things like medical care, housing, finances, for someone found gravely disabled over a longer period. It's renewable if the criteria continue to be met.
So SB 43's broader definition might mean more people initially come in under a 5150.
Potentially, yes.
And then, depending on their needs and the legal process, they might move through these other WIC sections, including the 5270.5 here in Riverside.
That's exactly how it's designed to work. It widens the front door, so to speak, to get people into that initial evaluation, and then connects them to the appropriate level of ongoing care within the existing structure.
This is really helpful context. But, you know, placing someone on an involuntary hold, even for their own good, raises questions about their rights. What protections are built in?
That's a crucial point, and the system takes it very seriously. The whole LPS Act, including these SB 43 updates, emphasizes protecting the individual's dignity and rights. The goal is always the least restrictive level of care possible.
So what rights do people retain?
Well, first, they have a right to know why they're being held. If it goes beyond 72 hours to a 5250, they have the right to a legal hearing. They have the right to have an advocate, someone representing their interests.
Okay.
Their case is reviewed regularly to make sure the hold is still necessary and appropriate. And a big one, they generally keep the right to refuse medication.
Generally?
Yes. Unless there's an emergency where they're in immediate danger, or if a court specifically finds they lack the capacity to make medication decisions, that's through a separate process called a Rees hearing. But the default is they retain that right.
It's reassuring to know those safeguards exist. And just to be crystal clear, a 5150, it sounds scary, but it's not an arrest, right? People aren't going to jail.
Absolutely not. That's critical. 5150 is a medical hold for a psychiatric evaluation.
Mm.
It's about health care, not the criminal justice system. Care happens in hospitals, crisis units, designated facilities, never jail, just for the hold itself.
What about forced treatment? That's often a worry.
Look, SB 43 targets situations where someone is at serious risk because their illness prevents them from seeing they need help. The goal is stabilization, safety, and moving towards voluntary recovery. While involuntary treatment can happen under specific legal conditions after due process, it's not the primary goal. It's about crisis intervention to prevent harm, not long-term coercion.
And cost. If a family is worried about paying for this kind of care,
that shouldn't be a barrier. Services provided under these WIC codes through RUHS Behavioral Health are available regardless of a person's ability to pay.
That's incredibly important. So let's tie this directly back to Riverside County. How is RUHS Behavioral Health the key player here?
RUHS Behavioral Health is really the operational arm for all of this in the county. They're the ones providing the services linked to those WIC codes we discussed. The 5150 evaluations, the 5250 stabilization, that new 5270.15 program for extended care, and facilitating the 5350 conservatorship process when needed.
So if someone in Riverside needs these services, they'll likely be interacting with RUHS.
Very likely, yes. Mm-hmm. Either directly through an RUHS facility or one of their contracted providers. They also manage the crisis evaluations and oversee the whole continuum of care.
And they're the ones who actually authorize people besides police to initiate a 5150 hold.
Correct. They designate certain clinicians who can initiate a hold, ensuring there's clinical judgment involved.
Yeah.
Their whole approach is grounded in providing that least restrictive care and upholding patient rights under the law.
It sounds like they are the resource for families navigating this.
They really are. And that RayOHS Cares line they run is often the best starting point if you just have questions or aren't sure what to do.
Okay, let's circle back to substance use, because I know that's a huge concern. How does SB 43 specifically change things for someone whose main struggle seems to be addiction?
This is one of the most significant shifts. Before SB 43, like we said, you often needed that co-occurring mental health diagnosis to meet the gravely disabled criteria, even if substance use was causing major problems.
Right.
Now, SB 43 says a severe substance use disorder on its own can make someone gravely disabled if it leads to them being unable to provide for their personal safety or necessary medical care.
So those examples you gave earlier, the repeated overdoses, neglecting a serious medical issue because of the substance use.
Exactly. Those situations, driven primarily by a severe substance use disorder, could now qualify someone for intervention under SB 43 through RUHS, even without a separate major mental illness diagnosis.
That feels like it could open a door for families who felt stuck before.
It really could. It acknowledges the life-threatening reality of severe addiction itself. And severe here usually means meeting specific diagnostic criteria, like having six or more symptoms listed in the DSM for that substance use disorder. It's not just casual use.
Got it. And quickly, what about kids? Does SB 43 change things for minors under 18?
SB 43 itself didn't change the definition of grave disability for minors. There are different WIC codes that apply to them. WIC 5585.25 deals with involuntary support for minors, and WIC 5585.50 is kind of like the 5150 for kids, allowing up to 72 hours of evaluation for a minor in crisis.
So the pathway is a bit different, but support is still available through RUHS for young people.
Yes, RUHS Behavioral Health absolutely provides services for children and adolescents facing crises too.
Okay. This has been incredibly helpful, clarifying how SB 43 works and what it means practically here in Riverside County through RUHS.
I really hope it provides some clarity, maybe even some hope, for families who are worried. These situations are so difficult, and knowing help is available, that the system is trying to expand access. That's important. You're not alone in this.
Absolutely. And the most important thing is knowing how to connect with that help. So if you are worried about someone in Riverside County, please reach out.
Call the RUHS Cares line. That number is 800-499-3008. They're available 24/7 for questions, guidance, referrals. It's a great first call.
And if it's an emergency situation, a crisis happening right now, call 911 or the Riverside County Crisis HLP line at 951-686-4357.
If you have questions specifically about the SB 43 law itself, there's a dedicated line for that too. 951-743-9451.
And for general information, you can always visit the RUHS Behavioral Health website, ruhealth.org Behavioral Health. Please remember, you are not alone. Riverside University Health System is here to help.
And maybe just something to think about as we wrap up. Consider how these expanded criteria might create opportunities, new doors opening for people who maybe felt they had no options before. How getting help earlier through these pathways could be that crucial first step towards recovery.